Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Chaya Chana Bas Ornadel, Ornadel Bas Rachel, Toshachale Israel, our Baruch Horse Ben Sarah Tzipora, Chaya Chavit Fege Bas Michali Bisbasia, Rav Aram Yosef Ben Chana Penichtov Ben Lipsha, Esther Tehila Bas Ariel Tzipora. They should all have Brios Hashlema. And we'd like to discuss this year the very, very critical question of Ne'amanus HaRofim, of the trustworthiness of doctors. This is an incredibly vast sugya. So much has been said about it. And so much will yet be said about it. And, for example, I did a search in my Otzer to see talks about it. And I put in Ne'amanus HaRofim. And I got only 2,456 mentions. So that means it's mentioned a lot. And it's talked about in other contexts, maybe without using those words of Ne'amanus HaRofim. But the question is, how much can we trust doctors? And of course, this is extremely practical today because of the COVID. And how much do we trust them, for example, when they say to take the vaccine? The anti-vaxxers say that you have to follow even a mute, even a minority. And since a minority of doctors say the vaccine's going to kill you, it's dangerous, you have to follow, you have to be choshish for the mute. So that's a good point. The only problem is that there's also a miut that says that if you don't take it, you're going to be in danger. As a matter of fact, maybe it's not a miut, maybe it's a rof. So if you have a miut that says you're in danger if you do take it, and you have a rof that says you're in danger if you don't take it, then wouldn't you follow the rof? Because both of them are telling you danger. So in danger, you have to do whatever you can to save yourself. You have to make sure to be choshish for any opinion to save yourself, but here they're contradictory opinions. So it makes sense you'd follow the rov, like we always follow the rov, as we're going to see, hopefully, some say Ne'amanus HaRofim is mitam rov. Now, that doesn't mean that one should necessarily take the vaccine, because many people say that most doctors have no idea, and the people who are pushing the vaccine are just getting money from it, and it's one big scam. And therefore, you can't trust anybody here, and they're no gabadover, or they don't know, and therefore, you shouldn't take it. Okay. It's fair. I don't know if it's true, how true it is, if that's enough to say that you shouldn't take it. On the other hand, it's well known that many people have taken it, and then they still got sick, for crying out loud. I know I did. I didn't get sick until after I took the vaccine. Well, I don't think it was connected. It was a long time after I took it. But I took the vaccine, and then a few months later, I got sick for the first time. The truth is, I didn't even want to take the vaccine. I did it because of a mitzvah that nobody argues with, and that is kibud avim. My mother wanted me to take it. So I did it for my mother, even though I wasn't comfortable about it, because I really wasn't sure what was in there. Any event, I am certainly not a doctor, and the extent of my medical training comes from reading the I think it was the Monday Times when I was a kid. They used to have the Science Times once a week. You know, a few interesting articles there on modern scientific developments. I used to like to read that in the newspaper. And, of course, I passed the ninth grade biology regents. That was an accomplishment for me anyway. But other than that, I'm not a science guy at all. And as far as the rabbinics go, like we said, this is a very, very vast question. Very broad. And therefore, we can't cover it all, and I don't promise you an answer. The answer is obviously going to be about this vaccine question, that we know that some Rabbanim are adamant that you should take it, and some Rabbanim are adamant that you shouldn't take it, and some Rabbanim aren't adamant about it either way. So, obviously, it's not so clear. That's indisputable. That's why there's so much debate about it. And I much prefer to learn the sources than just get involved in block screaming, you know? Guy writes a blog and then they start with the hundreds of comments and this guy attacks that guy and that guy attacks this guy. It's not my mahalach. So it all begins with a Gemara in Maseches Nida. At least this year begins with the Gemara in Maseches Nida. And again, there's loads and loads of material. I just happen to have found that Shimon ben Chasash always explains things nice and clearly. So the Gemara there says, and of Chof Beis Amud Beis, there was a Maisa there where a woman would repeatedly discharge items similar to red shells. Maisa b'isha shehaisa mapelas k'min klipoisa dumais. And the local residents came and asked my father whether this rendered the woman impure. This is the father of this is Rabbi Lazar's father of Tzaddik. So the local residents came and asked my father whether this rendered the woman impure. So my father asked the other Chachamim. Oh. So these three words change history. The doctors asked the rabbis asked the doctors, what do you guys think? The woman has a wound in her womb from which she discharges red items similar to shells. Tati lamayim im nimochu tumeya. She should cast them into water to ascertain their nature. If they dissolve, the woman is impure in its blood. And if not, then it's a maka. So you see, they asked the doctors, and then they did this test. Another woman was discharged items similar to red hairs, and she came and asked my father whether she was impure. The woman has a mole in her womb, said the doctors, from which she discharges items similar to red hairs. The sages therefore rule that the woman should cast them into the water, and if they dissolve, she is impure. But what does the Gemara say? What's the lashon of the Gemara? Let her cast them into the water, and if they dissolve, she is impure. It is considered blood. Ad kan mitivrei kacho shel haGemara. The Rosh already asked in this sugya, Mamanavshach, if they rely on the doctors, then why did the rabbis apparently say to do this test of throwing and casting it in the water? And if they don't trust the if they don't trust the doctors, then why do they ask them in the first place? If they trust the doctors, then trust them. Don't do tests. If you don't trust them, why ask them? The Rosh came to the Rashba with this question. We don't know what the Rashba answered. However, in the Tosafot Rosh Maseches Nida, he writes that it says to do this test is not the rabbis talking. According to the translation on the website I was using, shasalatorah.org, so the sages ruled that the woman should cast them in the water. So I don't want to argue with shasalatorah.org, but the Rosh does. The Rosh says that it was the rabbis saying it. And the rabbis, it was the doctors who were saying it, not the rabbis. It was the doctors, not the rabbis, according to the Rosh. And the rabbis were completely reliant on the doctors. And like the Rosh says, the Beis Yosef and Kuf Tzadi Aleph. However, in the Tshuvas Avodas HaGel Shuni, he understood now that the doctors were saying it's not Dam Nidus, and the rabbis tested it out. So you see that even though you can ask the doctors if you can do the Bimavara, Bimavara, if you can clarify the matter, clarify the matter. Like we see B'din Roiv, that even though in a Torah we follow a Rov, nevertheless, if you can Bimavara, Bimavara. Bach in the Tshuvas, Chadash Islam Vav holds, you don't have to be Mevarer. So too in the Bir HaKro, the Gabi Chatzitza the Cyrus, your Samech on the doctors. And not that it says Tatil, Lamayim wasn't relating to what the doctor said. The Gra explains that over there. Akopan and the Gra comes out that your Samech on doctors. So too the Bach, Tshuvas HaMarisham, writes in the name of the Minchas Ani. By the way, this Gra you can look up is in Kuf Tzadi Tesif Katnir. Tshuvas HaMa'al Sham, Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Gimel, writes in the name of the Minchas Ani. That's how Rav Chaim Volozhiner holds. And it's Talmido Agadol Mishkan Siyankiv, that doctors have Ne'amanus Gemura. However, the Darkei Moshe and Kuf Tzadi Aleph Dalet, and the Tshuvas Marami Lublin Kuf Yud Aleph, they learn that you're not Somech on doctors alone. That's why the rabbis did this test. However, what about the Arkasha? If they didn't trust the doctors, why did they ask them in the first place? And they did trust the doctors, that's why they asked them, what are they doing tests for? So we can answer this based on the Tshuvas Divrei Chaim and Chelek Beis and Yoredei and Siman Ayin Aleph, the Heilige Sanzer, who says that there are two perspectives. There's general and specific. When it comes to general rules of science, of medicine, you're reliant on the doctors. And that's what it means, that shalu chachamim lerofim. But, in other words, is there such a metzias that they can have these omissions that are not blood? So that they believe them in general, but they wanted to test out this specific case. It's interesting. Some people say, no, you only listen to the doctors. That's what I've read, that you only listen to doctors when the doctors tell you about a specific case. But now when doctors say it's something general about medicine, now you don't listen to them. So if doctors say COVID is a dangerous illness, whatever, it's a dangerous virus, you don't have to listen. Doctors say, let's say, the vaccine is effective, you don't have to listen. They say something general. Doctors, you only listen to them in specific cases. The Divrei Chaim says, fakir. The Divrei Chaim says, in general, you do listen to the doctors about general rules of medicine. There's a Chasim Sofer, who's Mechadesh Tu Chedushim. In Yerideh Kofayin Hei, he says, you don't rely on the kvi of the establishment of the doctors, because they're all based on testing Goyim. And the Chazal tell us in the way to Zohar Lamed Aleph Amid Beis that Goyim have a different physiological makeup than Jews, because they eat shkatzim and ramatzim chovel gufayu. So they harm their body by eating all of these creepy crawly things, and we don't eat them. So there's no raya from the Goyim. However, it's very difficult to accept this. That's only talking about since they eat shkatzim and ramatzim, Ein eres nachash mazikasan. In other words, the poison of the snake doesn't harm them. Tosus explains that the creepy crawly things they have in their stomach nullify the damage done by the poison of the snake. That's only that specific case. But in general, to say that no research done on Goyim, I'm saying we obviously don't live that way, right? Jew goes in for surgery, and it's based on, many surgeries done on Goyim, and tests done on Goyim, and Goyish cadavers. So all of our medical knowledge today is based on non-Jewish people. So to say that we're going to really disregard the entire medical profession because they're tested mostly on Gentiles, that is not the accepted way of looking at it. And the Maharsham already rejects the Chasim Sofer, There's only enough gemina legabe machlis me'ayim, but not anything else. In the Sefer Mekadshei Hashem, in Chelek Aleph and Siman Pei Vav, he brings a letter from a Gaon Baal HaChazon Nachum Hashem Yimkom Damo, who asked on the Chasam Sefer from the Gemara in Gittin, Rav Simi Barashi, who was Oisek before Snachem for Ek Tosfos, I also the Rapos Akum. Tosfos answered, no, it's only to learn medicine in order to know how to heal Jews. That's why he was Merape Akum. So you see this, no difference between Gentile healing and not, and Akum healing and Jewish healing. In the Chasam Sofer, he writes in Yerideh Kuf Nun Ches that Ne'amanus HaRoifim B'Refuah Eina Muchletes, it's not absolute. U'maisim B'chol Yom, that they contradict each other, and therefore whatever they say is a Sofek. U'lein B'Koach Nefesh B'Sofek, we can follow them to save a life. But not to be Mekel and Hilchus Nida, U'B'Darko Shal HaChasam Sofer, Holchu Tamid of Hagdolim, Benoya Gadol Aksav Sofer and Evan Ezer Chavov, in the Maram Shik, in Yeridei and Simon Kufnun Hei. Now, some people would appear from what they say that the whole gather of Ne'amanus HaRoife is predicated on Roiv. Alpi Roiv, they're correct. And just like we follow Roiv, behold, in all areas of Isser Veheter, you're also Samech on the doctors, Midin Roiv, Chuvis Ramel Lublin Kuf Yeral, of Chasim Sofer Yeridei, Kuf Chof Hei. And this stems with the Avodas HaGershuni that we mentioned at the outset, that learns that even though we're Samech on doctors, nevertheless, if you could be Mavar, just like Rov, that's the Din by Rov, and that's why these, in the case in the Gemara Nida, the doctors, the rabbis try to be Mavar of the Inyan, because even though in general you could be Samech on doctors, but if you could be Mavar, you could be Mavar, just like Dine Rov. You're Samech on the Rov, but Yehechev Shulvure Mavarin, and as we discussed a lot in our Shirim in the past, or even the Chuvitz Ma'arit, Evan Ezer Simon Yates, he says that doctors have Nemanus al Tzad HaVadai. So an article by somebody who is very, very strident, he said, no, there's no such thing as doctors having, trusting doctors. And then a certain rabbi quoted a few sources, and he refuted both sources. I'm saying there's not two sources, there's 2,000 sources. The Ma'arit says that the Yesh L'Rofen Ne'amanus al Tzad HaVadai, the Karkasa V'Chuta Ma'arik, Achlokosvu Tama Dvarim Makarim. They didn't write the source. So the Chayyur Pashat, I'm saying it because all over, since to this day, rabbis always consult with doctors. So you see doctors have at least some level of Ne'amanus. So nobody claims doctors are perfect. But Chazal tell us, Verapo Yerape, that a doctor has reshus to be Merape, so obviously he has Ne'amanus. Just like they have Ne'amanus about Pikuach Nefesh, they have Ne'amanus in Halacha also. And the Ma'arit writes, "V'chiyapali b'enei chokmasai, ech samachnu aleidus gadol ha'roifim, u'miyadiyah lanu choli ha'tzaras u'muhusai, kim roifim ha'gbikiyam shanusayimcha aleiv b'suri ha'klis u'misus bezin u'fishem yoidim, t'uchayim misus ha'chusam." Who are we going to trust if not for the doctors? Who are we going to trust if not for the doctors? You can trust me? So, like the Ma'arit says, number one, they know better than we do. And number two, the Torah gave them rishus to be merape, and therefore you can rely on them. And these are two sides of the same coin. You have to know that they know what they're doing, and then the Torah gave them rishus to be merape. Some say that doctors aren't trusted or believed because uman lo merom nose, that craftsman is not going to ruin his craft. In other words, doctors are going to try to do the right thing because otherwise they're, especially today, they get their license revoked, they can never practice medicine again. They're out. They don't want to do that. They don't want to ruin their careers. They worked hard to become doctors. And some say that you don't lie in Milsa David Lekluyes and that's going to be revealed. Some say it's because Mesiach Lufi Tumam. So in this vaccine case, as people say, it's not Mesiach Lufi Tumam. They know exactly what they're doing to get the money. But again, we saw the Ma'arit. The Ma'arit says that who knows better than they do? Well, again, who are we going to trust? Are you going to trust this guy who's speaking right now? Come on. Trust your bubby. Your bubby's great, but I don't know if she's a doctor. It says in Kiddushin on Gimel Amud Beis that a midwife is ne'emenes to testify about the Vlad. And the Tshuva HaRashba explains, he's so ne'emenes achaya, because how else are we going to do it? Who else is going to testify? So that's what the Gabe ne'emenes harofe. Who else are we going to trust? And it seems that ne'emenes achaya is a minadim min haTorah, so maybe ne'emenes harofe is also min haTorah. So we have a halacha in Hilchos Nida, Shein Lismoch al Ne'emanus Harof Me'al Barofei Yisrael, only a Jewish doctor, and not a Gentile doctor, Yaradea Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Ches, and Tirtzel Lisrapois, Tzorch Shea Kodim Shet Ischazek, of Halacha Shet Ischazek, Yesh Mistapkin, Mutu Lismoch al Rofu L'Sham Yish Achakach, Yesh Mishamati Yom Amal Harofei Yisrael Nisrapes. Mimtira Aisha Shepasak Tam Vesta V'Yasa Aidea Rofuas V'Nikar Shau Ilu, Yesh Lismoch Afal Oivet Kochavim. So he says, if you can trust the doctor, what type of doctor? A Rofe Yisrael. Unless it's very clear that she was better. She's strong enough, healthy enough to have Bia. So it says there that who can you trust? You can trust the Jewish doctor, not the Gentile doctor. And in the Siyasif brings from the smack, and that goes to my modus and Ritzbah, that you're not Samech on Ne'emanus Rofe Goya, share PMD Ber Shav. Oh, PMD Ber Shav, they speak falsehood. On the other hand, we find in the Roman Kuf Tzadi Tas, V'yishetzi Vos Arof Shotach Rosh B'mayim Rak B'yayin, Shishol B'rofim B'yayin Mesavich HaSiris. Ramashena Mesavich Yishlis Moch Aleim. So you see, do rely on the doctors. If they say you shouldn't wash your hair with water, just with wine, ask them if the wine tangles up the hair. And if they say that it doesn't, then you could be samech on them for nida. So you see, you do trust them. And the Gemara brings a marker that you samech on ne'emanus harofe, from where it says in nida, shechachamim shalu as haroifim, and they weren't mechalik ben Yisrael legoi. So which one is it? Are we samech on the roifei goy? We're not samech on the roifei goy. So it could be that in the case in Nida and Yeridei, we're talking about a woman who's huchzaka roi machmas tashmish. So if she was huchzaka roi machmas tashmish, ein samech al roifei nochri. Zena goy nema neged chazaka. Aba kasheino meid neged chazaka la'olam, yesh ne'amanus l'chol roifei afilu nochri. That if she has a chazaka that she sees machmas tashmish, then you don't rely on the Gentile doctor that she's not raw machmas tashmish, because he's not nema neged a chazaka. When he's not made against the chazaka, then there's namanas l'chol roife afilu nachri. And that they write that you shouldn't be somech on a divrei nachri, because she'er p'im diber shav, it says in Yerushalmi and Psachim, that a chavish b'beis ha'asurim shal Yisrael, she'eftichu l'shacharo, Shochtim alav es haPesach, aval bebeis haAsurim shel Nachrim, ein shochtin alav sharei PM diber shav yaminim yamin shaker. If someone's in jail, and they promise to free him, so he could shech the Pesach, but not in a goyish jail because they speak falsehood. But ein ledamus milsa the milsa, you can't say that as a general rule for life, that you can never trust the a rofei nachri, just in this particular case when the person's in jail. Akopanim, you see in the world today that nobody makes sure that they have a Jewish doctor. I mean, doctors, they also, today, just like people drink Chol of Yisrael because they're not going to mix in non-Jewish milk, they're going to lose their license, they're going to lose their parnassus, so too non-Jewish doctors. Today, they're not Akum, so they're not as barbarians that they were talking about in the time of Chazal, Kedivrei HaMeiri, how you doing? And therefore, people get a haircut today from a non-Jewish doctor, from a non-Jewish barber. In the olden days, you weren't allowed to. You weren't allowed to get a haircut from a non-Jewish barber because they were barbarians. There was a chashash, they would kill the guy in the chair. They're not the same Akum that we're dealing with back then. Today they're a lot more civilized. And in general, we go to doctors and hospitals and nurses and medical establishment is not Jewish, even in Israel. There are plenty of loads and loads of Arab doctors. And people go to them and they work in from hospitals and Haredi neighborhoods. So, not being so mechan rofei goyim, that's not no bizman hazeh b'chlal. And in general, relying on doctors, like I said, everybody except Rabbi Nachman has a piece in that he's quoted as saying that one shouldn't go to doctors, one should trust God. But anybody who's not a really for Brenta Breslau Bechassid goes to doctors. So to say suddenly by COVID the doctors don't know what they're talking about, it's hard to say. So again, by COVID it's a machlokos among doctors. So we really don't know who's right. Different doctors say different things. And different studies show different things. But I think this is a question for, I don't think, the Rabbanim, Poskim. Many of them say that this is who we ask. We ask the doctors. Problem is, what do you do when the doctors don't give you a clear answer? So you should err on the side of caution. But when it comes to the vaccine, what's the caution? Is the caution taking the vaccine or not? That's really the big question. So I have no answers, but it's definitely an interesting sugya. And we should be zocha that we should be rofei chol basar, should they heal us, we shouldn't meet physical doctors, and we shouldn't get sick in the first place. And we should see neflos mitaras Hashem, and hopefully we will continue this series of Ne'amanus HaRofen, because it's very, very important. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.